Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For many people, summer wouldn't be complete without a trip to the county fair. Where else can you find plentiful corn dogs, carnival rides, funnel cake, and demolition derbies all in one place? And don't forget the farm animals. For many 4-H students, the county fair is the culmination of months of hard work raising and caring for various farm animals. It's a chance to hang out with friends and show off their livestock skills. Those animals are making their way to Cal Expo right now because fair season kicks off this weekend over Memorial Day. The Sacramento County Fair begins Thursday and it runs through Monday. Joining us today for a preview of this weekend's events is Sacramento County Fair CEO Matt Cranford. We're also joined by two Elk Grove students and their teacher who are participating in livestock events, Jaden Magnuson, Avery Souza, and teacher Mike Albiani. Welcome to all of you. It's a great group.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, Matt, I want to start with you. You're the CEO of the Sacramento County Fair. Tell us a little bit about the fair's history, which is obviously not to be confused with the state fair, which also happens at Cal Expo.
Yeah, definitely a different association and an agency. Sacramento County Fair was actually established in 1937 down in the city of Galt. There at the current location for the flea market and the park. So been around for quite a number of years. And then actually when the state fair got the new property up here in 1958, Sacramento County Fair moved in with state fair on the same property. So we've been neighbors and friends for the last number of decades here. And we use a portion of the Cal Expo property to produce the annual county fair to represent and showcase the best of Sacramento County.
What drew you to being part of the Sacramento County Fair?
It's the community, it's the fun, it's the kids. You know, county fairs are a little different than other festivals. We really showcase a lot of what these youth and kids can do. It really is a feature of the DIY for these kids. Everything from their livestock projects to these kids doing educational programs. We have a phenomenal school program with garden and a wheelbarrow type contest. These kids in third grade and fourth grade plant seeds. Let it grow, to bring that garden and flower beds to the fair to put on display. These kids, you know, do sewing projects, they do Legos. So it really is showing what these kids are interested in doing. And it's not just computers and tech anymore. And that's a part of our society, a part of what we do here at fair, but it really is still being hands-on, getting, you know, into it, doing the projects themselves and really being engaged. And that's what we love to see.
How many kids and teens participate in the Sacramento County Fair?
We'll have about 1,000 exhibitors. Wow. We call the exhibitors are the folks that participate with livestock, the projects, all the entries. On top of that, with our school tour programs, we'll have over 6,000 kids coming in from different classrooms across the county over Thursday and Friday to see what they've colored and submitted to the fair. We have an educational program with animals and livestock, a petting zoo. We got sharks, and these kids come out and they see nature up close. They get hands-on with STEM activities. So we really, you know, we're talking 7,000 kids coming in to have an impact just on school programs and our youth for 4-H and FFA.
When it comes to the livestock shows for this year's county fair, there is some changes. The fair made a decision to postpone the dairy and the poultry show this year. What was behind that decision?
Yeah, that was a hard decision to make this year. And it really came down to the H5N1 avian flu. And if anybody's been shopping recently, you've seen the price of eggs going up. This is a direct result of the H5N1. And the state vet, Dr. Annette Jones, was looking at the numbers, this virus, and it's progressed from being just in the poultry and birds over into lactating cows. And so the state vet made the call to postpone any dairy and poultry shows. And unfortunately, with us and our time of year here in May, we're in the early part of the fair season. So we had no choice but to make the cancellation. So our kids would have enough time to pivot for a different project. A lot of kids raise poultry. They raise these dairy cattle. And if they want to do something different, we wanted to have that time frame to do something like a lamb or a goat or raise rabbits and chill rabbits and eggs or something. So we had to make the call early to give these kids the time they needed to do something different.
Well, it is a busy day. I mean, we're talking on a Tuesday. The fair kicks off in just, 48 hours? And it's load-in day at the fair. I see a lot of action happening behind teacher Mike Albiani's phone, and he is joined by students Jaden and Avery. Mike, I want to start off with you. Why do you enjoy being part of the county fair?
Well, I've been a participant in the Sacramento County Fair since I was 10. I grew up in Sacramento County, showed at the fair as a student, and first as a 4-H'er, then as an FFA'er, and now I've been an ag teacher for, this is my 40th year, and so I have a long history of this fair and a number of others, and I enjoy the part that I enjoy is the fact that students get a chance, whether they're suburban, like most of our students are at Elk Grove High School, or they're rural, or even some of our urban students get a chance to raise livestock, learn about the livestock industry, and be good advocates for agriculture. Mm.
So you started off as a student at 10 years old. Now you are a longtime teacher. So this clearly has shaped your life and your passion. Why do you think county fairs, 4-H and FFA is needed today, and maybe more so today than when you were younger?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, and there's a couple of elements of the 4-H and FFA programs that sometimes go unnoticed. And the livestock piece is a great one because of the fact that agriculture needs advocates. And if we can teach these students, and these students can teach the general public as they walk around the fair, or the school-age children that come on the school tours, if they can teach them about agriculture and about where their food comes from, it only makes smarter consumers, and it helps to take care of some of those issues, like when we ran into Sonoma County this last year, when we have a ballot initiative that wants to basically end most of animal agriculture in the county, and I believe that it was beaten squarely or soundly because of the fact that those people that did a good job teaching the general public that about why agriculture is important to their lives and those kinds of things. And on the other hand, besides the livestock experience, we teach a lot of leadership development, a lot of public speaking, a lot of advocacy. Students learn about issues and things so that they can be ready to go. And when they become college students, or when they become young consumers, or they become Rotarians or Lions Club members, that when issues come up, they can speak openly, freely, and honestly about what they learned and what they know and what experiences they've had. And I think that that is a big piece of what we do.
Well, let's meet two of your students. Jaden, how is it going? I see there's a lot of activity going on right now. How did you decide and get involved with wanting to be part of the county fair?
So my freshman year, I joined the county fair because my freshman year teacher, Miss Penner, decided to convince me that goats were awesome and that I should totally join in. And I 100% believed her, and I don't regret that decision all 4 years. It's been the best experience ever.
Yeah. Why has it been the best experience ever? What have you loved about it?
I just love the community that Elk Grove FFA has brought me, especially with it teaching me the best lessons of my life with determination and some serious patience. But it has definitely brought me closer to a lot of my friends now, and I'm so appreciative of all the things that I've learned in this program.
What goes into choosing an animal, and what's it like to raise them?
So from my standpoint, I love a goat that has, it takes a minute to finally understand what you're looking for after your first or second year, but I look for a lot of good structure, how wide their legs are set, their back and their top line. And then raising the animal, seems like an extremely daunting task, but once you get into the rhythm of it, it's extremely easy. And I would say that halter breaking and chain breaking is the most, so it's definitely like something else for that experience. It teaches you to have some serious patience with it, but it's, once you finally figure out your rhythm of how to race a goat and walk a goat, it's the easiest mm-hmm. thing.
Avery, I want to move over to you. What are you showing at the county fair?
I will be showing a hog this year at the county fair.
What led you down the road to land on a hog?
So growing up, I actually lived in downtown San Francisco. And during eighth grade, I moved to the Elk Grove area. And it was definitely a big change. And I think one of those changes was that there was a lot, it was a lot more of a rural area. So I think I knew pretty quick into high school that I wanted to be involved in FFA, and doing a hog, it's been a lot of fun. It teaches you a lot of patience and a lot of determination and dedication into getting the best. It proves that like hard work comes with, it comes with rewards. It's definitely at fair too.
So today is load-in day. That's why I keep saying there's a lot going on behind you. I mean, what is it like right now, you being at Cal Expo and getting things all set and ready and making sure, you know, your hog is good, the animals are good ahead of the fair?
So I was actually telling my sister, it's her first year doing a pig this year. And I told her, I was like, okay, be ready when we get there. There's going to be a lot of yelling, a lot of stress, but it's going to be okay. Loading day is, I think, probably one of the more stressful days of fair, just because everyone is trying to get their stuff done and make sure that their animal has like the right environment to be set up. And just making sure that they have a good place to stay during their time at fair is just as important as making sure that we're comfortable at fair too.
You know, all of the skills that you learned being part of a 4-H, FFA, being part of the county fair, do you plan to use this long term, like your teacher, Mike, who became a student and became a teacher?
For sure. So my dream career is actually in the medical field. But I think what I tell people when they ask this question is that I've learned so many valuable skills from being in the FFA program that I think are directly transferable into whatever career anyone decides to go into. In being in this program, I've learned public speaking and I've developed more confidence towards talking in front of people. And I think that just building that confidence is something that takes people far, whether it's in being an ag teacher like Mr. Albiani or if it's just whatever career they choose to go into.
Yeah. How about you, Jaden? You mentioned, I think this is your fourth year, so I'm thinking you're a senior. Do you plan to take these skills with you once you graduate?
So I can actually relate to Avery. I will be also in the medical field, and it was not without a heavy heart that I decided not to go into the ag industry, but I will absolutely be taking all the skills I've learned from this program into my career in the medical field, because that's a very, very extensive field to be into, and these life lessons of dedication and hard work, that's a very transferable skill into the medical field.
Mike, you must feel so proud of your students.
Yes. These two are they're exceptionally great, but there are others that go along with that. But there are lots of other very good students that start out as freshmen, and they don't, you know, then they really have never maybe raised anything but a dog or a cat. That now, you know, for example, both of these young ladies, you know, are relied on by the teachers and stuff to make sure that things happen. I had to steal them both from the other teachers and said, hey, I need them for a few minutes. And they both had jobs that they were performing or leading. So, you know, yes, it's very nice. It's, where lots of our students come back to see us at the fair. A lot participated in junior livestock auction and on Sunday and come back with their business people now or they're in the agricultural industry and they come back to purchase the students' animals just like people purchased theirs when they were in FFA. And so it's great to see the community come back and support our students in such a big way.
Well, Mike, Avery, Jaden, and Matt, thank you so much for taking some time out. There's a lot of hustle and bustle going on today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
That is Sacramento County Fair CEO Matt Cranford, along with students Jaden Magnuson and Avery Souza, and their teacher Mike Albiani. The county fair begins at Cal Expo this Thursday and runs through Monday. That is it for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashin and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.